You know, there's always a rumor that they think that girl who plays Wayne's girlfriend, who you probably love,
Cassandra.
She's not a porn star.
No, was that ever a thing? She's an actress.
People thought she was a porn star.
What else is she in?
Because her sister, twin sister's a porn star. Huh.
Really? What's her name?
Is she dead?
Welcome to 3 with Z, with me, Rob Kosovich. This is a podcast where we get together and talk about pop culture, current events, whatever's on our mind for the week. This week's topics are going to include Persona 5, movies that were made into books, or something like that.
Better movie or book.
And then a general discussion of the Marvel Universe, I guess. Right?
I don't think it's going to be general. I'm going to go to... Can you introduce me so I can talk to my listeners?
It'll be Lieutenant.
Marvel Universe. So, joining me as always is my friend and co-host, Christian Z.
Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, everybody. How are you doing? I haven't been able to say good morning in a long time.
You want to say good evening, too, just to cover all your bases?
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Right. Truman Show. We have our first guest today.
Yeah, we're going to try something new today. Joining us this week is our special guest, Tim.
You can't see it, but I am giving a big thumbs up.
It's a big thumbs up.
Tim's the first guest. The first guest is Tim Sayre.
Look at me.
I haven't hung out with Tim in a while.
Groundbreaking.
We were supposed to have Stevie on, Stevie Ice Cream, and then he gave me all these stipulations.
Oh, he told me. He talked to me about it.
I drove him. Drove him right up here to the front of the studio here. Okay. And then he sat in the back. Okay. He insisted on sitting in the back seat of the car for some reason. Okay.
He feels safer.
What? He's a fucking child. We sat in the back. We pull up here, and because it was a bad snowstorm, I saw him looking out the window the whole time. Like, is it bad? And he wanted to go home. But, like, I felt like I was talking to, like, a girl, like, that I already bought the motel room for. Like, he was like, yeah, I'm just going to go home. Yeah. I'm like, no, you're coming in. You're coming in. Like, we're already here. I'm not driving you back.
The date started.
Getting this dick.
He had to pull out.
Yeah.
Once you say yes to the date. I think that's how that works.
I got into an argument with that girl again. Her friend had a guy buy her an Uber home.
Okay.
And then she didn't fuck him. Like, she...
She's getting the Uber to get away from him, right?
No, he rode in the Uber with her. And then she just walked into her house. And, like, the guy was pissed. I don't blame him.
What'd they do?
What?
Wait, what happened?
Okay.
What'd they do then?
I have no idea. First of all, if I were the guy... Okay, so the situation was, okay, that there's my lady friend, okay, and then there's her best friend, who's a cunt. And what she does is she's like whenever like a girl warns you about her friend, like, oh, she's so nice, like she's not a whore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, you ain't coming out to fucking. I don't care if you're not fucking me, but you're fucking somebody around me. Like, you know, I'm vicariously fucking you. Mm. So she is like, she's not a very warm person. You can tell why she's not, but she's not. That's not the nicest way of saying it. She's just not outgoing and like. But we were at the bar and like she just met this guy and like he was like hitting it off with her and they were talking and they left in an Uber. Okay, and then she called up, let's call it Corella. Like, she called Corella, my lady friend, and she was like, okay, yeah, I'm home. I'm like, oh, is he with her? Like, is she getting late? She's like, oh, no, she made him take the Uber the rest of the way home. He paid for an Uber! And, like, he got to the house, she kissed him on the cheek, and then he got back in the Uber and went home.
Christian, I think what you're missing here is that is what we in the biz call chivalry.
Yeah.
Many believe it's dead, but I think that's proof that it is not.
He just did a nice thing.
Yeah.
Like, if...
You know, you wouldn't be kicking yourself on the way home?
I'm sure he was.
But, I'm kicking myself either way.
Yeah.
But if he just walked her home, is that now a social contract?
The women you've walked home, okay, you really shouldn't have. Chivalry. I'm not going to say her name on the air.
Were they dangerous?
Can we bleep out a name? No! I've never seen Rob nervous. An almost 50-year-old woman home.
She was too drunk and she had to go home. But she didn't want to leave without someone walking her home.
You to fuck her and you didn't do it.
Yeah, I just walked her home.
You're the asshole for just walking her home.
Like, I'm the girl with the Uber now.
Yes.
I deserve her something because I walked her home.
No, she wanted you. And you let her on.
Were you drunk too?
I was trying to get drunk.
I'm drunk now.
Well, you're not walking a lady home right now, though.
You held her hand, too. That's fucking
I weird. Did not hold her hand.
She tried to hold your hand. I love that after all the shit we've said on this podcast, that we talk about the dead women you masturbate to.
Really?
Oh, can I... Is her last name Ames?
No. Why, you got one for me?
No, what was weird was I was at the gym with Beaver, and he listened to the thing. He's like, he goes, oh, by the way, is that Tory? Not Tory. It was something
Ames.
No, it was something Ames. And I'm like, I don't know. He didn't say the name. I'm like, but if it isn't, my friends are jerking off to a lot of dead women.
Poor Tory's died early. But their work stays around. I'm just making that up.
AIDS,
but I imagine.
It did sound believable.
It's a lot of drug use and a lot of
rock and roll.
Why are you assuming that all porn addicts are drug addicts? Porn addicts.
Well, they are. They do have addictive personalities, obviously.
Just masturbating and smoking meth. All right.
Giant pornado.
I would like Tim.
Tim. So Tim's on, so he can share his topic, right?
Yeah.
That's how we're gonna start.
Yeah. That was the option given to me.
All right. He's gonna give us five movies, and we're gonna say is the book. I don't want to be. Don't be bougie with it, because you're gonna don't make it the book every time. If you really think it's the movie.
I can think of one that I think the movie is definitely better than the book. So
I think I know which one you're talking about, though.
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
yeah.
I'm sure we're going to discuss it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So, go ahead, Tim.
You don't have to do them in, like, best to worst.
I'll just say the title and then take it from there.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Number one.
Let's start out with my extremely obvious one. I'm going to go with Jaws.
Motherfucker.
Is that a Crichton book?
Peter Benchley.
Benchley.
Yeah.
I confuse the two, because, like, it's always science, but eventually it always seems to have to do with water.
Yeah.
We talked about Jaws, not on here once before, but many times. Once the shark started growling in the movies, that's when they lost me.
It didn't growl in the first one.
The first one's great.
I don't give a shit about the other ones.
When they ruin this...
I like Jaws 3D. SeaWorld explodes?
He swims all the way to the Bahamas and then, like, gets into a tunnel that they didn't know was built in the... Yeah.
Which one has Michael Caine?
That's the fourth one.
That is when it comes back to being great. Strictly because Michael Caine's in it.
There's a scene.
And he's a pilot who just tries to get up all in that widow puss.
They tried to do... There's always a scene in Michael Caine movies where... I don't think Michael Caine's a good actor. I don't. But it happens in that... Do you know in Batman when he I failed you and he's crying right into the camera? He does it in Jaws, but it's in, like, the beginning of the movie, and, like, he's just and they pan into him and he's just crying on the beach, but it's, like, really painful crying, and then they never address it again. It's not like the shark was already there. It's almost like he knew. I'm just done.
The Sicilian shark with, like, a vendetta against the family.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good flick.
I think it's Jaws Babies.
Oh, because he's got, like, a blood vendetta against the Brodies.
Yeah, it's Jaws Babies that are, or baby, I don't know if it's plural or if they...
Sharks don't growl. That's enough said.
Nor do they hold vendettas.
Very good, Tim. Okay.
As far as we know.
Nor do they, I'm going to say...
I'm no scientist or marine biologist, but last I checked.
Do you know, fun fact, they're elephants, if you kill an elephant's young... It will hunt you down the rest of its life. But once you get on a plane, you're okay. It's not like it'll get a boarding pass. But you know what I mean. If you're, like, in the vicinity.
That just sounds like the premise to, like, a King Kong-esque movie.
King Kong kills a baby elephant, and the elephants hunt him down.
Did you guys see the thing about when scientists played a dead elephant's, like, roar for its old pack?
I can already tell this is going to make me very, very sad.
And the daughter of that elephant ran around for 3 hours looking for...
Oh my god, that is so unbelievably dark.
So then the scientists never did that.
Science can be insane. Yeah, well, I hope not. But goddamn, science can be really...
Why don't we just go to
sadistic.
An orphanage and just play a recording of, like, Daddy's home!
Tell them we're all gonna adopt them and then just take a shit right in front of them and leave.
That should ruin my fucking day, right?
That's so
where do you
dark.
Stumble upon that shit?
It's the internet.
Oh.
I think
my favorite scientific, what's the hell? I guess scientific truth that Rob's ever told me was that
9/11.
Like, I say that like he's told me a bunch. No, there was one where he said that like men look more often look at other men's, like, junk than they do at, like, tits or something like that.
Oh yeah,
of like Donna. But
they did an experiment where they put glasses on people and it could track where your eye was, and dudes check out other dudes' junk all the time.
It's like a dominance thing. But when Rob
yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
No, you do. You don't even notice you're doing it, but you do it.
Don't tell me what I look at. Are you out of your mind?
Christian, it's science.
Oh, okay. So they evaluate three gay nerds who like to look at cocks. So now the whole species.
Gay nerds fall into the Homo sapien, genus or whatever we are.
You like to sway your scientific arguments to your. I bet you'll pull out a stat.
To my. No, that's no. Just objective. Yeah. I find it interesting. Those are the interesting ones are the ones I pass.
Now
along.
I have. I
just my favorite part of that statistic though was that Rob told me that, and then just like real quick, his eyes just darted down at my junk and then back at my eyes.
This is him. He just does it. I bet you he'll tell you 9 out of 10 men masturbate to dead porn stars too.
They might just not know it.
Yeah. There's more dead porn stars than there are living porn stars.
That's not true.
A lot of variables.
What do you mean that's not true? It's
porn's been around since silent movie era.
They're all dead. We're talking about the white guy in chat.
Oh, wait, when did porn start?
When did porn start for you?
I don't watch a lot of porn, guys.
But when did it start for you? When is your starting point?
All right, well, I...
Like Tommy Lee and whatever's.
Well, no, I watched the first
one. I like that you know his name, but not
ours. Is that like the dawn of porn for you?
I love that that's Tommy Lee's video. It's not Pam Anderson's video anymore. It's
anything before that was just primates going at it.
The first porn I ever saw was Stevie's dad had a closet in his bathroom that was just a stack of old Penthouse and Hustlers.
Those were his grandfather's.
No, they were his dad's. There was his dad's. And we started to take them and sell them, and then I guess when Mr. Oswald was...
Who'd you sell them to?
He had to beat that out.
Why, Mr.
Yeah,
Oswald's
gonna take that one out.
And when we sold... I think I sold the George Philistides. I sold them to the old Daryl's. Levon? Yeah,
oh,
I was just selling,
wow.
Beating up Levon.
He definitely just... struck those magazines. He didn't, you know, relieve himself.
The funniest thing was there was a gun next to it too. There was an old gun. It was an old gun, and then there was a stack of porn. Which it was either we sold all his porn. And
what do you think he's preparing for? What kind of apocalypse is he ready?
Well,
for?
At least you're ready with your porn and your gun. That's,
I guess.
Yeah, it's but we. Saw,
but can you imagine buying secondhand porn now? It just seems so sad.
The fact that I've jerked off to the same magazine that Stevie's dad did, it really upsets me now.
Yeah.
Wait, it wasn't
just... Thank you
for that, yeah, Tim. But wait, it wasn't just like...
All the shit I've done in my life, that's when I get the... Ooh.
It wasn't just looking at his porn. It was you and Steve are looking at the porn together. It was...
Yeah, but how old?
No,
you took the porn and then jerked to it?
No, you
took it. And then put it back?
But no, it had to have been like 10 years old.
I was maybe 20. No, yeah, I was 10.
Last night.
But no, it wasn't like me and Stevie sat there with flashlights under the covers and looked at porn. I don't. This wasn't that. But no,
there was no flashlight.
There was two. What was I holding then? But yeah, that was all right. So how did we get from Stevie's dad?
It didn't
dad,
take long to get there either.
All right, so let's see.
I think Jaws is a better movie.
Better movie, Jaws. I'll do that.
What do you think?
I have a real dilemma with that.
Let's hear it.
I love the book was probably the fastest I've ever read a book. It was so good that like I just banged it out in like 2 days. Like I just banged like 150 pages and then like 50 and finished it off. But it's also like really different. They leave out a lot in the movie, which is understandable because you can't fit everything and they change some things. And the fact that the book actually takes place on Long Island like kind of makes it kind of cooler because like you live here, I guess.
Yeah, it's like Abbey Island.
Yeah. Like, they have, like, a whole, like, mafia aspect with the mayor. Like, where the mafia's, like, pushing him to keep the beaches open.
Yeah, more than him just being a dick.
There's
he was such a dick.
Hooper has an affair with Brody's wife in the book. And that's a whole fucking thing. And also,
explains why the son ends up working at SeaWorld.
Yeah, and I also hate to, you know, spoil a book that's, like, you know, older than my mom. But, you know... Fucking everyone dies in that book except Brody, including Hooper. Hooper dies too.
Really?
He dies first.
Right, he dies before they even go out on the boat, don't they?
Yeah. Quint dies second. No, it's like the same thing. So in the movie, you know that scene at the end where Hooper's in the cage?
Yes.
And then he kind of like escapes out of it. Yeah, he's not just going to fucking run away from this thing.
Yeah, I followed you.
It's going to follow you from point A to point B when those... points are like 20 yards away from each other,
and he hides really close to. You remember, like he swims like 10 feet, and then like, he's like.
But in the book, when Jaws like gets through the cage and is like getting close to him, it actually gets him.
Good.
And then that's it
like
for
him.
Yeah, it's lights out.
I never.
So they're two different stories, but if I had to be honest, entertainment wise, I'm gonna go with the movie.
All right.
That is not to take away anything from the book, because it was a fucking banger.
All right.
Did Benchley also write Meg, or is that Crichton?
I don't think he wrote Meg. I haven't read any other Benchley stuff, but it was in the inside cover, like all his other works.
Right.
I don't remember seeing that.
All right. So, what's your next one?
I'm gonna go with Big Fish.
Big Fish is a book?
Yeah, man.
That sounds like a... The way that movie, that's a book.
Yeah.
You never noticed
that? I assume that was from the mind of
And again, Tom Burton. Totally a lot different from the movie, but a lot of it is the same.
It's still lying father, but he might be telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. Just exaggerating.
You called me him before. You said that to me before.
Yeah, we were hanging out with you. It's like Big Fish.
We're going deep here. We're going deep. All right. I've never seen Big Fish.
What do you mean you've never seen Big Fish?
No, it's a movie I tell people I've seen, but then I just... No,
you fib about Big Fish.
Yes.
Wow, classic.
I tell people I've seen that movie. Like, whenever I'm like, oh, great, great, great. And then I just change the subject.
Just your classic William Bloom, huh?
What's it about? Is it good?
It's about a father that lies to his son, and his son, like, can't
handle it. He doesn't necessarily lie. He exaggerates every story he's ever told.
Who's that guy?
So his son doesn't know what the truth is and what isn't. But at the end, like, a lot of people show up to the dad's funeral, and it's, like, all the people he told these stories about over the years, but they're, like, not quite how he told them.
Yeah, like he really did meet Danny DeVito, who was running a circus.
Yeah, he's running a circus. With a giant. Yeah, he talks about this giant, but the guy's actually just, like, 7 feet tall. He talks about these Siamese twins from, like, Vietnam, but they were just, like, twins. They weren't Siamese twins.
He talks about a witch, but the witch is just...
An old lady.
Yeah.
Holy shit, this is me.
Yeah.
I've got to go home and read the book.
Ewan McGregor and...
I knew it was good. All right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a good watch. All
right.
Yeah, it was good.
All right, thank you for that.
Real, all
right.
It's a good tearjerker.
All right, fire away with number three.
Number three. I'm going to do this because of what you told me the other day. I'm going to throw it out there. Da Vinci Code. Let's hear it.
I hate...
That's the book.
Wow, I was just...
Yeah, I thought that was going to be a lot more controversial than Rob, but...
I don't like Ron Howard. I think he's a piece of shit. Sorry if I'm ever gonna. I'm not. Brendan told me I have to stop insulting so many people in this thing, and I said no, because you're not gonna get a lot of work ever if you want to be an actor or a comedian. But I'm like, I guess that's not happening.
Yeah,
Ron Howard changes too many. Like, if you're doing a movie about like a historical part, like Da Vinci Code's not a historical thing. I mean, other than Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I really don't like that in Cinderella Man. He made Max Baer, like, the biggest piece of shit in the world. Oh, me and you have
talked about this before.
And he was the nicest, not that I knew him, he's not a chum of mine, he's not a pal, but, like,
crony.
His family sued Ron Howard because they're like, our dad's, like, the nicest guy in the world. You have him, like, banging women in the 30s and like,
literally attempting to murder people.
Yeah, like, the guy he killed, Max Baer killed, he was, like, distraught about for years.
Yeah.
Like, he paid for the guy's, like, family for years, didn't he?
Yeah, they have him, like, as a... Like, short of him doing blow, there's no much worse they could have made that man as a person. But,
You think they cast that one French actor for that specific reason to make him the most hateable person?
Is that guy French?
Isn't he? I don't know. He's French in the Ocean's movie, so I just thought he was
French. Yes, he is French. He's in a great movie about, Jack Mazarin, the one tough French guy ever, the gangster. So there was a French guy named Jack Mazarin who realized, like, oh shit, France is a bunch of pussies here. We have nothing going on here. So he just robs banks for his whole life. And then he comes here and he tries it here and he's like, oh, no. And they catch him. But he was like on a 20-year spree of robbing banks in France because they don't carry guns in France.
No. They're like, please stop.
We saw them though. Yeah. Oh, the Germans are back.
We have less money now.
EU. So, all right, I'm going to do... The book is better than the movie. I think they did it as well as anyone was ever going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, you can't make that. Like, I love the character of Silas.
Love Tom Hanks.
He played Unabomber.
Yeah.
You gotta watch
Paul Bettany.
Yes. He's very... I like... But he was in A Beautiful Mind, too? Is that him? I'm just thinking of all the albinos in movies.
He's not an albino now. He's just a blonde guy in Beautiful Mind.
Is that how he really looks?
Yeah, that's just how he looks.
He's an albino, then.
No, he's not.
He's
very, a tall blonde man.
He's as close as
very
you can get.
Very Norwegian man.
Yeah, he's as close as you get to being an albino without being an albino.
You ever watch Wimbledon? He's good in that.
Is he an albino?
No, he's just a blonde.
Powder?
Yeah.
Powder?
They put powder on this man. All right, number four.
I want to do the movie Powder as a topic at one point.
I have to watch it. I don't know why I'm saying this like I'm part of this every day. Nah. But I still have to watch it.
All right, number four.
Four.
If you don't mention the one I'm going to debate him with.
I mean, we could always add it.
No, we're going to continue.
Yeah, we got all day.
Yeah. It could be six with Z.
Let's go with Jurassic Park.
Ooh, good one, you fucking Spielberg.
That's an interesting one because of how much they move the stuff in the first book to the second movie.
Yeah.
Like, kind of move everything around.
What? But in the book, isn't the... Who's the doctor who started the island? The guy, the fat guy with the cane, that guy.
Just
okay.
There.
The grandfather.
He has an accent and his grandkids don't. Yeah, he looks just like Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
he looks just like Colonel Sanders.
Well, because he's Scottish and his grandkids are American. They don't. Mm. You don't have the same accent that your grandparents had.
Mm. Is he Scottish in the movie?
I never really
noticed. I thought he just kind of had like one of those really refined accents.
There's some people.
Yeah, I think that's
Scottish.
I thought he was British.
I don't know. Did they ever say in the movie?
No. You don't know if he's South African, Scottish, or British.
But he's wearing all white, so you know he's doing well.
But he's a bad grandpa, and he acts like he's a nice one.
Get some ice cream. What else do you want?
To not be
my
eaten
grandpa
by a T-Rex?
Never got ice cream once. He's more of a character.
Spare no expense.
He's more of a character in the book, they say, and he's more a lot more evil.
Yeah, he's much more of an evil businessman.
Yeah, he's not as like, oh, I can't believe this is going wrong. He's kind of just like, oh my god, here goes my money.
I remember in school that Mr. Bonpain, he said how close that you could, if it were possible, you could extract DNA from an animal and do that. But
you're not just gonna like make them like how they're like cloning like mastodons. Like they have to keep breeding them with elephants, and like generation after generation after generation has to go by before it even starts resembling a mastodon.
I hope they don't do that.
They're working on it right now, I think.
Mastodons aren't, I don't know who would know this, but they're probably a lot like elephants where they're not really like hostile unless you fuck with them.
Yeah, unless you start playing their dead relatives' noises.
Yeah, unless you start
fucking scumbag.
Unless you literally start, you know, making them go insane.
Well,
they're just hairy elephants, right?
Yeah. I just think, I'm sorry, I'm a creationist, I guess. I think when God removes something from this planet, that's
fuck
it.
Fuck you.
Yeah, there it goes.
Creationist.
He created evolution. Yes. I love how they're taking credit for evolution now. It's so, finally.
Well, that's the PR move that they should have done 20 years ago.
Yeah.
We're wrong? How can they make it seem?
What's more mysterious than mysterious ways of, like, I don't really understand this.
It was the best creation you'd ever see in your life. No other creation will ever be that good. It is the best creation. And
you gotta
that's
put the hand
it.
Up.
Yeah.
You gotta put the hand up. Oh, we gotta talk about her after. But number five, and then I need to talk about Stormy Daniels a little bit.
Did we just decide what was better?
I mean, that,
I'll go with movie because even to this day, despite it being from the early 90s,
that was the first
special
movie
effects
CGI.
Do not matter. It is still awesome.
That's the first movie with CGI. Yeah.
That movie fucking holds up.
Really? I thought E.T. was.
No. No, E.T.'s a man. Well, I'm sorry. E.T.'s not a man. He's a robot.
I thought it was a woman.
Not E.T. himself.
It was a woman in a little suit.
No,
it?
It's not, Rob.
It's just the woman just does the voice?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's like we were talking about last week. You know who the hardest working man in show business is? Can you say his name? I don't even know.
Doug Jones or Andy Serkis?
Andy Serkis. Okay, he played Gollum in Lord of the Rings. Okay.
Okay.
Now, if you think that was just a CGI character, that's a man. They cut his face out. Okay. He's
in a suit?
In a CGI suit running around.
Oh, with the little white balls all over him?
Yeah.
Yes. He also played Snoke in Star Wars.
Not a Star Wars guy. Crucify
Wars
me away.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't give a shit.
That's funny. You look like a Star Wars guy.
What's that supposed to mean?
He does. He does. And you don't have Jesus in your life. Yeah. I mean, Han is a great looking role model, too.
Can we talk about how bad that movie's going to be? Speaking of bad Ron Howard movies.
What?
Han? It's going to be a bad
Wait,
movie.
Wait, Ron Howard's doing Han?
I saw the preview in the theaters.
Because they kicked the two guys off it.
It made me less interested in Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly. No. I like Star Wars, and I don't want to see that movie.
No.
They're doing something wrong. I don't know what.
I love that you brought that up on this thing, because I just said I hate Ron Howard so much. I do. Now he just pissed me off. Shave your fucking head. I don't like guys who, if you have hair, give up. Give up. There's a man, I'm not going to say, I drive down.
Is he still rocking the nothing in the front, party in the back?
Worse.
How is it worse? Is it just further down?
It's further down.
Is a ponytail now? You ever seen a ponytail with the bald head? I love it.
Yeah, that's essentially him.
He looks like the bad guy in Last Action Hero. do you know that guy?
He's Bolton in Game of Thrones.
Yes, yes. I just get so upset. I just want
to
be
Is it starting to kind of look like, you know, I don't know the exact context, but like when it shows like those like gorgeous like Arabian women, they have those little like drapery things over like there, but it just looks like it was turned around. Almost like the door to like a hippie's room.
I saw him and I was like, dude, you are my soccer coach. What's going on?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But, and then like, if I see guys who like, I'm just like, if you just have hair on the side, just shave it. You're meat.
Very few men can pull that off where it's like, okay, that looks kind of like Brennan's dad. That's how he should look to me.
I don't picture him as a bald man either, and he's completely bald.
Yeah,
see, that's where you beat it.
But like,
it's a Hulk Hogan situation. Where
yes,
he's but not bald, it just but looks like that's how he should be.
That's how you beat baldness, men out there. Like, I wear a hat all the time. I have a bad hairline. I do. Why do I take my hat off? Like, people can see me.
I could describe it.
When I ask you all the time, is it time to shave the head? Is it? And you say no, not yet, not yet. When I get that, I'll bit the whole.
It does, however, look like your hair. It doesn't look like you're losing hair. It looks like it's just sliding back. Because for some reason these days, you were rocking the Cristiano Ronaldo mullet like you grew up in Mineola.
No, he's rocking my mullet.
I'm sorry.
It's mine. All right.
And your Adidas sandals.
He doesn't wear sandals. He can't play soccer in sandals, Tim.
You don't know what he's doing when he's relaxing?
No, I think never relaxes. He's just slamming El Salvadorian poon. Mm. All right, we're going to do... All right, so, did we agree on the last one?
Is that five?
I think so.
Jurassic Park?
Oh, Jurassic Park, yeah.
Well, so I want to go with movie.
Can we discuss... Ready?
It's Fight Club?
Fight Club, yep.
Oh, yeah, good call. I totally forgot about that.
I mean, the movie's way better.
I was going to say 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Oh, then we're not going
to
fight
it? Well, to me, Fight Club is like one of the big, the obvious one about...
Oh, okay. No, I agree with you then.
Wait,
wow.
What?
The movie's better than the book.
Mm. It's like one of the few times where like the movie's actually better than the book.
Because don't they...
Pollock admits like the movie's better.
Yeah, that's fair.
Is that by the same writer as Choke?
Yes.
Have you read the book Choke?
Yes. I've not seen the movie, but I've read the book.
Sam Rockwell. He was good in the... The movie's very weird.
The book's really weird. It's about a guy who chokes on purpose. It's weird.
And then he thinks he's related to Jesus.
And his mom thinks he's related to Jesus, yeah.
But Jesus doesn't slip and fall, though.
No, but he slips and falls on purpose.
How do you know? They didn't document every fucking step Jesus took.
Yeah.
They didn't document shit.
There's a 30-year gap, man.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Jesus never slept and fell, guys. I'm just saying that.
Like, he just wasn't clumsy?
You're
going to
tell me this dude walks on water, a wet surface, and does not slip one time.
If he slipped on water, that would be part of the story, Tim. That's more impressive. Not walking on water,
he slipped
and he caught himself?
And then he kept going. That would be awesome.
Imagine you did that just like one of those things where like, you know, when you kind of trip, you just make it look like natural and you make like your next step exaggerated too. And you're just like, oh.
And now you're just doing a silly walk.
Yeah. Just moonwalks right across that. Yeah.
Okay.
So Fight Club, that's a good one.
Okay.
What do you think about Beowulf, the movie?
Awful.
You see that?
I did see Beowulf, but it was a long time ago.
I don't like any movie where they put Angelina Jolie's face on a good-looking body. Like
it took me a long time to figure out whether or not that movie was animated or not. I had to look at that movie. And it's not one of my proudest things. Yeah, it was not my proudest thing to admit.
No, yeah.
Is my TV
And probably not, the right place to admit it either.
They could probably just... That could just be a filter on it, right?
I guess. I don't know. I thought maybe it was just like animation over it.
It's like an Instagram
filter. It was very weird. I don't know. Huh. I was gonna throw out Murder on Orient Express as well.
I haven't seen it yet.
I really liked the... There's like an old BBC version of it. I didn't see the new Kenneth Branagh one. Did you?
Okay. Yeah, I saw it in theaters.
How was it?
I liked it. Other people told me they could not even finish it.
Really?
But I'm also very easy to please. I have a very low standard for what entertains me. But I read the book and I felt...
Also very easy to please.
Yeah. But like...
Tim's girlfriend's happy about that.
Oh, yeah. Like with the movie, though, it's like... I saw the movie first, then I read the book.
Right.
Because I really liked the movie.
Does it end the same?
Essentially, yeah. Yeah. Just same way, but like where they are when that happens is a little different, but it's not important.
Johnny Depp in that?
Yeah, briefly.
He's a dick.
Maybe that's why they kill him.
Thanks, Tim.
It happens at the beginning of the movie.
He's the victim in it?
No, but he's...
What?
What, everyone's dying?
He's sort of, depending on how you look at it. Anyway, shut up. They added like this one component that like doesn't really even pan out much in the movie. And is not in the book at all. And they make, like, it's like in the, when they're doing all the investigations in the movie.
Right.
You know, he's interviewing each person and asking them their relation to all these other people. And there's one guy on the train who's black. And then one of the characters makes a racist comment about,
as
like, you can't trust them or something like that.
As you would expect, because it's like 1915 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's like around like the 30s or something like that. But then... You know, that literally never becomes an issue again throughout the whole movie. And then in the book, there's not even a single black person on the train.
They're just like, we're going to put this black guy on here, but someone's got to be racist.
It was like a random little, like, oh, let's throw like a
little, weird,
little
thing.
Pinch of controversy in here.
And then
as if a murder isn't enough. But then, but yeah, like this guy, like he didn't, like he wasn't, like he didn't do anything more than anyone else. Like he was one of the characters from the book that they just so happened to make black.
That's ridiculous.
And then they're like, but they had someone say something fucked up about him, and then the detective is just like, he's like, why do you feel that way about Africans? And he's just like, he's like, oh, I don't know, you know. And that's like the last they mention it. I'm like, why did that even have to be put in there?
Right, because you could just ignore it and just pretend like.
I guess.
But I mean, like, you could just make a character that.
It essentially made you think that it was going to, like, create more. Like, maybe these two are going to fight later on.
There's going to be a thing.
I don't remember them interacting.
Again?
At all. At any point.
Well, that's what I meant. It's like, if you're going to change that in an older work, like, you could just make some of the characters minorities and not say anything about it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's just fine.
It did say pretty true to the book, other than, like, one little, like, chase with a gun scene, you know.
Who's the killer?
Do you want me to give that away? Does anyone care? Are you plan on watching it?
I mean, I've seen the BBC version. I know.
I'd imagine it's the same ending.
I would imagine.
They're all the killer.
What?
They're all the killer.
I don't get it. Go ahead.
Because Johnny Depp is this criminal who changed his name, who was infamous for kidnapping children and like killing them. Okay. And he killed this one child for this family who was like very connected. Like the guy was like in the military. The dad was in the military. And they were connected by all these people, and they pretty much all orchestrated this way to end up on the same train as him. Like, they tracked him down, found out where he was, because he was basically just roaming the world to escape being, like, you know, imprisoned. Uh-huh. So they're like, fuck it, we're going to take justice into our own hands. They orchestrated where they all get on the same train as him, and in the middle of the night, they all, one at a time, just stab him. Like, they all go in and just stab him together.
Yeah, who's the detective?
Perot.
Yeah.
Oh. Does he figure it out, Perot, or it's like one of those things where
he does figure it out, and he's like one of those guys who's like very by the book, even though he has unorthodox like methods.
He's got a funny mustache.
Yeah, so at the end when he figures out it's everyone, he's just like he's kind of torn because Depp's character was a real scumbag and he agreed with everyone that he deserved to die.
Yes.
But it's his, you know, it's his, like, you know, his word of honor to,
yeah, he's a man of the
police.
He's a man of the law, so.
So he doesn't really know what to do, and he's like, well, he's like, I have to take him to the police, and then they kind of make a case for not, and then both the book and the movie end just as abruptly as each other, and he's just like, well, with that, he's like, my investigation's over, and that's that.
And that's the movie.
And book.
Yeah, it's one of the most famous, like, murder mysteries.
Yeah, ever. But Agatha Christie has written, like, countless, like, she's written, like, the most murder mystery books ever. And they're all like,
I always admire that, like a mystery novel writer. You gotta pull out all the stops.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
it was really good. But the book was just like a lot of just. All right, this chapter's about investigating this guy. This one's about interrogating that one. This one's interrogating that one. Now we're gonna review the evidence, and this is who did it.
Yeah, and this is who did it. Now I'm Perot, and I'm gonna explain what happened.
It was only like the twists in it that kind of made it like, ooh, like that's kind of exciting. The rest was just kind of like laying out the facts. But still good.
All right.
Nonetheless.
Did you want to talk about Stormy Daniels?
Okay, I'll...
Let's do Stormy Daniels instead of Persona. Go for it.
No, you can't avoid this, man. Fuck, I've been waiting. I've been waiting for you to talk about this game. You really don't want to talk about this game. No? Fine. Fine. Next week you're doing it. Rob, switch your topics up. It's a curveball. Fine. Topic two, Stormy Daniels. Like her a lot. We don't tell her. My thing is,
she's alive.
Why?
For now.
Why? But my thing is, why are people so surprised? Like, this should have been. Why do you keep making that noise?
Because it's very frustrating.
It is. That's exactly. I've been doing that this whole administration.
Wait, it's very frustrating.
Why are people surprised about what? That Donald Trump has had a date with a porn star?
And that is silenced. That date. Well, he isn't silenced. You know.
Well, no, you're not surprised about that, but like, what paying her to not say anything about it is illegal.
How is that illegal?
Because it would be a campaign contribution.
He did. They
didn't declare.
Huh.
Oh, they caught him on that one.
Yeah, they're not going to impeach him. Like that, have they caught him on already?
Ready,
like, no one gives a fuck about anything anymore. It's just anarchy. Clearly.
I get.
Well, did you hear about her date with him?
No.
Or She went over to his place, and she got all dressed up because she figured they'd go out. And he was just sitting on the couch in pajama pants watching TV.
Wow.
And she said she kind of made fun of him for it. He got angry
and beat the shit out of her.
And made her sit down and watch an entire episode, an hour long show on Shark Week about shark attacks.
Oh, I thought you meant Shark Tank.
No, Shark Week.
I don't think it was recent enough to be Shark Tank. Didn't that happen like a long time ago?
It was like 2007.
Oh, okay, so maybe Shark
Tank. I don't think Trump would watch the show Shark Tank because it's...
Yes, he would, because he hates Mark Cuban and he fucking just loves everything he hates. Loves everyone who hates him.
Anyone that gives
because
him attention.
He's so fucking egotistical that even people hating him is just like attention. Like, he just eats that shit up.
Is Cuban like the anti-Trump? He's rich, but he's the liberal side of being rich?
No, because he's still pretty fucking rich. You know what I mean? Like, he's actually rich. He's not Trump.
He's fun rich.
He has not as much money as Trump?
What?
How much money is Trump?
He has way more money than Trump.
Cuban does.
Does he?
Yeah.
I wish I had the laptop. The one day I don't pull it up, I can't pull it. You think Cuban's net worth is more than Trump's?
I bet it's at least triple.
Holy shit. That's a tall order.
He did invent the internet on the radio.
He owns a lot of things. Trump has his name on a lot
of radio
things.
On the internet.
I own a lot of things. They're not expensive, but nonetheless.
No, yeah, it's not an NBA team.
Rob has a conspiracy theory that Trump has no money. None.
It's not a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, no, I've heard that.
Because he said, any picture you see, you were talking about who?
He just owns a lot of things, but they're all, like, worthless now.
Yeah, they have his name on it, but yeah. Even that is mostly investors.
Oh, they just have the Trump
who
name.
Who he then scams.
Like, he does not have, like, actual, like, money.
Yeah,
like,
he's not liquid, John. Yeah,
no, I mean, he has more money than me, but, but he's not rich.
More money than me. You think Cuban? Right, I'm gonna.
I have, like, $4 in my pocket.
And you owe me two. You owe me two for the soda. I don't know. Well, my complaint is because he paid her off during the campaign not to talk about it. That's illegal. Because
it was 4 days before election day.
Was he married at the time this date went up?
Yeah.
And she just doesn't give a shit. Apparently, yeah. Well, somebody else should fuck him.
She doesn't. She didn't care about
you
anything.
You know how disgusting.
They're not together.
Yeah, they literally sleep in separate rooms. Isn't it?
They sleep in separate cities.
Yeah, didn't they? I think I heard the other day that. What's his wife's name? I always confuse her name with the daughter.
Melania. That's so weird.
Because so does he.
Melania. Melania and Donald Trump are the only couple in the White House since, who was it? Fucking JFK. And
yeah.
And they were the only two ever to have two separate rooms in the White House.
They had two separate rooms.
Because why the hell would she want to sleep next to that giant sack of fucking mushy bones and ass sounds?
That must be some gross.
Yeah.
Sex.
I imagine him walking around just sounds like carrying too many water balloons. You just hear the
very
sloshing.
Good. Very, very good.
Fat
so
maniacal
what,
fuck.
So with.
So when they. So the lawyer paid her to keep her mouth shut. I think it was like $100,000.
That's it?
That's it.
Something like that.
No, that's actually fair.
But she makes way more than that.
Now?
She had.
Yeah,
she
but
probably it, has.
Yeah, but she still gets that money.
Well, I guess.
And all she has to do is not say it.
Which would have, you know, fucking asked for a little more.
She's a whore.
Well.
She went over there wanting to have sex with him for money. Absolutely.
Well, and he was going to get her
a
spot on.
A prostitute, though.
That's a prostitute, Tim.
Is she a prostitute,
yes.
though?
Yes. If you...
She was trying to get a spot on The Apprentice.
So she used her vagina to get it there.
Oh, okay.
He was doing a Harvey Weinstein.
Christian, that's just called femininity. You gotta
yeah,
use that.
Use
your
that.
Advantage.
Okay.
You're so disadvantaged.
Okay, I just said okay. Apparently I say okay too much. Okay. Pesci.
Yeah. What Leo wants?
Leo gets.
Z
okay,
gets.
Oh, that's the movie it's from. Fuck, I am Leo Getz. Damn it.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, you are.
Okay.
I'll never watch that movie or hear that line without immediately thinking of Stevie's Pinball Machine.
Oh, that does. I remember that.
Anytime you turn it on.
He does he still action. Have them? He definitely
yeah.
still has some emotions.
I think the.
Stevie's dad yeah. is a. I can't say his
He
job.
Has cool ass arcade machines in his basement, and he had.
Is it with his gun in his porn?
He has a lethal. No, well, it's close to it, but he has.
It's very close to
he
it.
He has the Lethal Weapon 2 pinball machine?
Which is the best pinball machine?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a nice pinball machine.
It's cool. I think the last time. I mean, I haven't been in his basement in a while, but the last time I was there, I think it's like starting to get run down. He's got to get it repaired.
Yeah, it's not like
it's old. Pinball machines keep a lot of upkeep.
Yeah, we used to beat the shit out of that. I'm surprised it lasted 20 to 15 years.
Yeah.
His dad, like, raids old Nathan's, I guess. And they're like, yeah, get on the ground. They're like, just take one machine and you can leave. And he's like, all right, good.
Take a lethal weapon.
Take a lethal weapon, too. Is it lethal weapon, too?
It's not the first one.
It has Pesci in it.
What Leo wants, Leo gets. That's what it says. Yep.
But when you turn it on, it just goes back in action. And it's really loud, too.
But yeah, and they put it right under Stevie's parents' bedroom. So, like, I felt so bad playing that at, like, 11 o'clock at night. And, like, she never came down to say anything.
How many nightmares about Joe Pesci do you think he's had over the years?
What, his mom?
No, Stevie.
okay, I can picture this room. Oh, God.
So, the monster under Stevie's bed is Joe Pesci.
It's Joe Pesci.
Topic 3 is going to be...
The Marvel. Here we go.
Marvel Universe. This started with... Because Christian was rewatching.
Done.
How many did you get through?
I got to the Thor 2.
The Dark World is a hard one to get through.
All right, let's get some structure to this here, okay? The first one is Iron Man. If you're going in the Marvel universe, not the extended one, but Logan. Because technically, Logan is the best Marvel movie ever made.
Right, but it's not a Marvel movie.
But it's not a Marvel movie. It is, though, but it isn't. You know what I mean?
We're talking about the Marvel Studios movies.
Marvel Studios movies. That, like, it's... Okay, so from all the Avengers films, if you need, like, just a rule of thumb, and all their side stories. So, Iron Man is a great movie. I think that did start off the way superhero movies are made now.
Remember when we ran into Mickey Rourke in the city?
On my birthday.
Yeah.
Mickey Rourke kind of fucking ruined my whole life. I met Mickey Rourke, that's Iron Man 2, which Rob doesn't like.
You screamed at him.
I don't remember that.
Just involuntarily, you fucking screamed at Mickey Rourke.
Well, I was smoking a cigarette.
I mean, he was cool about it. He liked all of us in the brief
interaction. Of course, who doesn't like me? So, I was walking down the block, and I was...
Is this after Iron Man 2?
Yes. Yeah. This is like after the wrestler.
Yeah, because I told...
Because I remember I didn't see the wrestler, and Christian's screaming at him about the wrestler, like, you should have won this and that for the wrestler.
And then I was walking by him,
I was like, I really liked Iron Man 2. And he was just like, thanks.
No, I was walking down the street, we're in the meatpacking district, and I bumped into this guy, we were smoking a cigarette, I look up, and it's just like when, like, the kid meets, like, remember in Sandlot? When like they with the ghost of Babe Ruth walks in,
right? When he's just looking up at him,
and he's like, "Yeah, legends never die."
He looked like a drifter ready to beat up the Yakuza.
He had a broken hand.
He had those weird like elastic like Under Armour things on his forearms.
Oh,
and then he was just standing like in a t-shirt and dress pants, smoking a cigarette out on the street corner.
Did he have his little dog with him?
No, that would have been great.
No, he didn't have the dog. So it's the middle of the night. I bump into him. I look up at him because, you know, I was like, "Oh, sorry for bumping into you." He goes, "Oh, it's okay, kid." I'm like, Are you Mickey Rourke?
And everyone, we all freaked out.
Man, I just lost. There's a picture of me.
Yeah, just screaming at him. It's really funny. Like, he's kind of standing behind, almost as if, like,
he's my favorite
Mickey Rourke's. Yeah, it's almost like he's like a cardboard cutout, and Christian's like giving like a seminar about him. He's just like, it's like him pointing back and with his mouth wide open, screaming, like pointing in his face. Like, this is fucking Mickey Rourke.
But people, like, he got upset because he said, shh, no one's supposed to know I'm here. And I kind of ruined that for
him. You started screaming it, yeah.
Yeah, because I was doing, like, it was like the ringleader at the circus. Like, everyone's looking around watching. Come on. I'm, like, pointing, and I wanted him to get recognition, because for all these years, he didn't. Because
that's what he's waiting for. Christian to give him publicity.
I was pointing at the guy, I'm sorry, and I said, I was like, the Pope of Greenwich Village is here. No one knows what that is. And I'm like, you all suck. It's a great movie.
We're all very drunk, too.
And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, I hate that I said this. I'm like, I'm your biggest fan. I just want to...
You said it to him. Oh, yeah. I love it.
I think I might have said it a few times. And I was like, you should have won for the wrestler. Not Sean Penn for milk. And he goes, takes a drag of the cigarette. And he goes, you know, Sean Penn's mom said the same thing to me. And I'm like,
yeah.
And then he disappeared into the night.
He told us to come back to that bar later in the night. Because we told him we were going to a bar for our friend's birthday. He's like, oh, come on back if you're still out. He's like, I'll be hanging out.
Just leave your friend.
And we're like, did we just get invited to hang out at Mickey Rourke? And you know what the funniest part about all that is? We did not take him up on that invitation.
Because no one knew who he was.
We just didn't go back.
That's fucking ridiculous.
But part of me is happy because I feel like if we did, like, at first it would have been, like, really cool. Like, oh my God, we're having drinks with Mickey Rourke. But next thing you know...
He kills a hooker?
Yeah, we're in a back room with him at the club and the door's locked and he's doing cocaine off a dead hooker's body.
He's playing Russian roulette.
And be like, this is awesome, right? Like, you're next.
It could get sad really quick.
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to.
That ain't sad, brother. Oh, God.
But it was cool.
All right, so back to the Iron Man.
So Iron Man.
You don't like Jeff Bridges as the bad guy in the first one?
I because you started rewatching it, it made me want to rewatch the Marvel movies. And I got as far as Iron Man. And I have to retract all the bad things I said about Iron Man. It fucking holds up. Jeff Bridges is great.
Okay, cool. I'm
and the I can't believe how good the CGI holds up.
Because this was in 2008.
Yeah, this was 10 years ago.
Who was the bad guy in the first Iron
Jeff
Man?
Jeff Bridges.
He's the Ironmonger. He's Jeff Bridges with a big beard.
Obadonis.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, doy.
But I expected the Iron Man suit to look really bad in that movie, going back to it 10 years later.
Yeah.
And it still looks great.
Yeah. Well, it's not a suit. It's a CGI.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The CGI suit looks great.
I'm against them not wearing suits. If you're playing superior, there should at least be some scene where you're wearing a suit.
Well, it's hard to do Iron Man suit.
Right. It's a big metal suit.
Yeah. I mean, like Captain America and all those guys, it's easy. It's just like whatever that material
is. Don't get me started on Captain America. We'll get into him.
Well, but because I just want to say, the only bad CGI in Iron Man was when he takes his hand off.
Yeah.
And you see his hand, and it just looks like a really weird rubbery thing on the end of Iron Man.
Yep. I didn't even notice that, but now that you mention it. All right, so with... I didn't even hate Iron Man 2. I didn't.
Right.
You hate it.
It's not a good movie.
No, but... Like, what Mickey Rourke doing a Russian accent? Shame on you, sir. There's no need to...
Was it a pet monkey or a pet parrot?
Parrot. Monkey would have been great. Monkey would have been better.
That would have been fun.
It's a little more Russian, I think.
I don't like that these guys could make this thing in their apartment. This, what are they called? The
whiplash things?
I was going to call it the flux capacitor. Giant electric
whips?
I was going to call it the flux capacitor, but it's not. What the fuck is it called?
The chest piece.
Yeah. He made
that thing. His like little life
the arc reactor.
Arc reactor.
Yeah.
They can make that.
I'll edit that so you know exactly what that was.
No, called the flux capacitor.
Yeah, but no, but they had like stolen a bunch of equipment. It doesn't matter what.
Well, no, Iron Man made it in a cave. Man.
Well, then in Iron Man 1, they have Jeff Bridges has to steal his out of his chest because they can't recreate it.
Mm.
But then Whiplash makes one.
In the middle of the snow. In an apartment in Russia in the middle of the snow. So then we get into, they didn't lose me there. The first rob I skipped, my first skip was Incredible Hulk with Ed Norton. I hate Ed Norton.
My brother hates that one.
I hate it.
It's really funny how much he hates it because I liked it. And he fucking hated it.
What's the hate about it?
I don't know. I like Ed Norton. I like the Hulk.
I don't like it that Ed Norton...
Liz Tyler's not great.
Liv Tyler.
Whatever.
My thing is, I don't like that he signed on for a movie that he knew was going to do sequels, and then he's like, yeah, I didn't do sequels, by the way.
I don't like when they do that.
He did that. He needed a paycheck. And he to do all his artistic shit. And then when it comes around when they want to do a sequel, he's like, hey, I'm not doing that. You paid me $1 million already. I'm fine. I'm good. And then we get stuck with Mark Ruffalo. Sucks.
He's a pretty good
guy. You
don't
like him?
No, I liked him in one movie.
He's supposed to be nerdy.
Angel Eyes?
No. Angel Eyes. He was in A Normal Heart on HBO about early homosexual activists.
Oh, that was a good one.
Does anybody care that we're dying of cancer? And he was Jewish, so it's not like I was making the gay guy sound Jewish. He was Jewish. But that was the only thing I liked him in because it was the only movie I didn't look at Mark Ruffalo and I'm like, is he playing retarded or drunk? What is it? And, like, he's not...
What's his ailment?
Yeah, there looks like there was something wrong. Like, he was hit in the head or something. But...
He's got a very good confused face.
It's the whole movie. Hulk is not supposed to be... Oh, Hulk is confused a lot, actually.
He's dealing with a lot of confusing science. I don't know. Gamma rays, dude.
But that was the first thing I flipped out about was that, one, I did not like that movie. I don't like Tim Roth as in anything, really, other than Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction. That's about it. But
Four Rooms,
tough crowd.
That's another Tarantino movie. Anything he's in with Tarantino, I'm fine. But like, I don't need him trying to be. Oh God, he was a bad villain.
The Abomination, you thought was a bad villain?
I didn't like him. I wanted She-Hulk.
Who would be a good She-Hulk?
China, but she's dead.
I was literally just gonna say, fucking if China could be brought back from the dead, that was literally at the tip of my brain.
They wouldn't even need to paint her.
That's Charlotte
hilarious.
Flair.
Hilarious. She looked like Lou Ferrigno. Like Lou Ferrigno era Hulk. That's
right,
how
either, I love that we either are casting for She-Hulk is either Lou Ferrigno or China.
No, they would definitely get some WWE star.
Nicole Bass would have been a good one.
She'd be better.
They do some like cop out bullshit like Ronda Rousey, just some like big name in aggressive sports.
I'm still waiting.
The bad guy could be Chris Cyborg.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for her to fucking wrestle.
Did she not start that?
No, Ronda? Ronda. She won. No.
WrestleMania is her first
match.
Match.
Hmm. Well, against who?
It's her and Kurt Angle versus Triple H and Stephanie.
Oh, that should be a nice...
I'm so out of the loop in WWE that those names just are meaningless to me other than Kurt Angle.
Well, Triple H?
Oh, I didn't hear Stephanie McMahon. I thought you said something else.
No, Ronda Rousey's going to wrestle Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, well, I know all those people. Never
now
mind.
Now you know all four of them.
Yeah.
That'll be a good hour five match.
You think it's going to be hour five?
It's going to start at noon and it's going to go to 11 o'clock at night.
Damn, that shit's a long time, huh?
It's all day. Shit. It's an all-day commitment.
But that's a match that's during the day, though. That's not one that they're paying for.
What do you mean?
That's not like... The good ones come on at night, you know?
Yeah, no, that... Yeah, you don't think Triple H and Stephanie are going to give themselves a late...
Yeah, he's not doing a fucking, you know, matinee.
They set the schedule. They know when they're going on. They're
She's
gonna go
on there. So much juice, it's ridiculous.
She's on more juice than Triple H.
No, Stephanie McMahon. She used to be cute when she was like 15, 16. When Macho Man Savage had her. That's when she was pretty.
You know, he had her?
He took her virginity, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
That's why Vince...
That's a story. Yeah.
That is...
They just put him in the Hall of Fame this year, and everyone was like, should I speculate why?
How old was Macho Man?
45. You're talking about some 30s. Weird sex?
How does that even happen? He's a lunatic. Do you think that she's just like kind of like fucked up from being Vince McMahon's daughter?
Yeah, not kinda.
And she was just like, I'm gonna deflower myself to the Slim Jim guy.
I don't know if he was a Slim Jim guy yet at that point.
He is always. Well, how long ago could this have been? He's been the Slim Jim guy for fucking as long as I can remember.
Well, this was the early 90s.
He was definitely the Slim Jim guy in the early 90s.
I'll step into a Slim Jim. Eat me. Yep, that's probably how he got
it. Now I go fucking berserk for no real reason.
I could picture Randy having sex, and it's not nice.
It is probably very vascular looking.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I would just all of them.
Sweaty, vascular.
Yeah, just red in the face.
Paranoid. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Just eyes darting around the room at all times.
Sorry, Clap. Sorry.
I wonder... Oh, my God. I have so many more questions now, knowing this information.
Yeah. Whenever she comes out, people start yelling Macho Man, and she has to stop talking.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it's sad.
No, it's not!
Oh, kind of.
She made that choice!
She was 15!
Not if she was raped under
You
can't give consent at that age. She doesn't know what she's doing. I'm not having this argument, because I know it's going to go down a real dark road.
We're talking about the Marvel Universe, not Stephanie's...
Yeah, I'd rather...
She knew what she was doing. Did you have sex at 15?
Not with a 45-year-old psychopath all steroided up eating Slim Jims.
All right, whatever. No problem, you guys are right. It's okay, whatever. It's okay, good. I would have, whatever. Okay.
Congratulations. That was Captain America.
So you just admitted that you would have sex with Macho Man Randy Savage when you were 15.
I mean,
I mean, talk about that experience.
Man. Jealous. All those guys...
That would set the bar way too high for all your lovers afterwards.
Alright, Captain America. I hate Captain America as a superhero.
He was my favorite as a little kid, and you know what's weird? I've not seen any of his movies other than Civil War.
Civil War is good. I actually like Civil War. The first Avengers movie, good. Age of Ultron, I did not like.
I do like Chris Evans. What are they going to do when Fantastic Four gets in the loop?
Well, they tried to reboot that already, and they tanked it.
Yeah, but I heard that fucking it's getting bought.
Yeah, now that Disney's buying Fox Pictures, they're going to get
Fantastic Four. What are they going to do?
Disney owns everything.
Right? Well, hopefully...
Is Green Lantern DC?
Yes,
yeah, right?
DC. All right,
so you got to worry about Ryan Reynolds.
Hopefully the story would end up being the Fantastic Four went missing in the early 60s, and then they reappear in the modern day.
That would be cool. Mm.
And so you could basically have like John Hamm from Mad Men dealing with being Mr. Fantastic and trying to deal with like modern shit.
Word.
I could do that. I would like that actually if they did that.
Right. The Invisible Woman's trying to deal with being a woman in the modern time, right in the 60s.
And then yeah, then we
Johnny Storm could be on Instagram or whatever.
And then we don't have to see that fucking awful in the movie.
But then it brings up who are they going to make either Captain America or the Human Torch?
Right. Well,
no,
they
Chris Evans
recast everything. Yeah,
they would recast everything.
But if they were in this same movie, I mean, if there was like some kind of like Avengers type deal,
when you scrap a universe, people get confused about this all the time. Like,
I do.
One of my ex girlfriends, well, this is the worst way you can do it. She thought all the Batman movies were connected, and that they're just sequel after sequel.
The first five are.
No, they're not. The first two are.
Yeah, and no.
Val Kilmer. Yeah, you're right. That's technically. But are we gonna
Val Kilmer? Quite possibly my least favorite Batman.
My favorite Batman.
Michael Keaton, dude. Michael Keaton is flawless in everything
he does and
touches.
Val Kilmer lives in a weird dark mansion at the top of a hill, and he just sits there and drinks because he's upset about his life.
So then
that is Bruce Wayne.
No, then he would have been a great Nosferatu, not a good Batman.
That is Bruce Wayne. That's the way Bruce Wayne
would have been a good Dracula.
I'm kidding. I love Michael Keaton's the best one.
Yeah.
So, I
don't think Batman should be funny.
Who said he's funny?
Michael Keaton's funny.
Michael Keaton's hilarious.
But is he funny in that movie?
I think so.
I don't think he really made too many jokes. I mean, I haven't seen it in a while, but...
Then
you got Clooney with the nipples. God bless.
That. Rob's favorite Batman.
Yeah? You love George Clooney? Who doesn't?
Who doesn't love George Clooney?
He did make that bicycle dildo in Burn After Reading.
Very good. You know. I love that movie.
The true hero that we all deserve.
That's my favorite Brad Pitt movie ever.
It's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That one dialogue between... I love how we're not talking about Marvel. No.
Just him running on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Is amazing.
Should have blown the fuck away. Osborne Cox, we've got your shit.
I'm going to watch that movie tonight. But I love when he said, sir, yeah. He goes, on your fucking Schwinn bicycle. He, goes,
he thinks it's a Schwinn.
He gets punched in. It's so good.
A quick...
That is such a weird color.
Speaking of Brad Pitt movies, I just saw Allied the other night.
Bad?
Eh.
Yeah.
It was alright. It was a good concept.
You wouldn't watch it like again, though?
Nah, no. I probably would. I mean, I don't
if
know.
It was on
I don't even know what this is. What is this?
Basically, he's a World War II veteran, and he falls in love with this this spy from... Where is she from? England, I guess? She's English? She's French.
It's Marianne Cotard,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, then he marries her after the war. And then he's like a cop in England, and they tell him that they're investigating her because they think she's a German spy.
Do you have anything else to say about Marvel?
We should actually talk about Marvel, probably.
Yeah. If I'm going to put my stamp on it. I don't like... Oh, God. I'm a DC guy, but they fuck up all the movies, too. But they at least, like... At least Marvel's ran with it. Like, they've given you a product to, you know, to be a part of. Like Iron Man is good. You know, you'll have that Iron... Like... Are they going to keep him as Iron Man now? He's done. He said he's done with the Iron Man, right?
Wait, well, do you think he's going to die in Infinity Wars? Right? That'd be my go-to. Thanos is going to...
Yeah.
Crush?
Who's dying?
Iron Man. I think he is. That's the rumor. That's
you know, I got to admit, at the end of Black Panther, I was like, you know how they do, they always do like the after the credit scenes?
Yeah, yeah.
The first after the credit scene where Black Panther's like giving the speech at the UN or whatever it is, I was... fully expecting Tony Stark to stand up and be like, all right, so what do you want to do with this fucking...
Yeah.
Vibranium. Is that what it's called? Vibranium?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I fully expected it and was totally let down when it didn't happen. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is fucking... Like, I turned to my girl. I was like, Tony Stark's going to be here. Nope.
Robert Downey Jr. is making a career on just... the
Just
end
showing
of,
up.
And the end of
just
credits.
Just showing up.
The end of credits.
Yeah.
He does have to
It's cut. Been good since Incredible Hulk.
Yep. Oh, he is at the end of Hulk.
I thought it was going to be a lot like that.
That's when they set up the Avengers.
Like,
that's
right.
Such bullshit.
That's why that move is important, because it sets up... That's the first time they say the
Otherwise,
Avengers.
They would have scrapped it if that wasn't the end. But who's going to be the leader of the Avengers, then? Captain America.
Or maybe they switch it over to... I mean, Black Panther is now the most profitable movie like ever released or something like that.
He'll definitely have a solid role, but they're still going to be like...
My thing about Black Panther...
What if they split it between Black Panther, Doctor Strange, and, like, Spider-Man?
Doctor Strange sucks.
Spider-Man's too young still. Unless they do, like, later on. Like, he literally just joined the Avengers, and he's still
his
a kid.
Aunt is such a hot piece of ass.
Who plays his aunt again?
Marissa Tomei.
Oh, yeah.
She was my... If she was,
ooh,
forgot about that.
She was my aunt, I would have fucked her.
Whoa.
They're not related, so it's fine. She's his step-aunt. Like, no, there's no such
thing. I'm not so sure about that.
Look at him trying to distance himself from that statement so quickly.
No, you know what I mean.
I mean, theoretically, step...
No,
whatever, twice
she's not related to you. And, like, whatever. Yeah, I dug myself in that one.
Yeah.
I just like Marissa Tomei. I'm not an ant fucker. Am I wrong? No? No one likes Marissa Tomei other than me.
No, she's hot, yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't fuck her if she was my aunt.
All right. Whatever. I'm just saying, there's a scene where she just walks in on him all the time getting dressed.
That is.
Yeah, it's like one of the things.
Irresponsible.
Yeah, she's asking for it.
Jesus.
No, you got really rapey this episode.
Yeah,
I didn't get rapey. I didn't get rapey.
Talking about fucking 15-year-old steroids.
You brought up
what you deserve for buying an Uber.
Calling Stormy Daniels a whore.
Alright, whatever.
Have you no decency?
Saying she stumbles into his room all the time. She always drops the wood. Forget it, whatever.
You're saying your mom never walked into your room as a young kid?
I don't think my mom knew what my room was painted, what color.
That's fair. Wrong example.
Yeah, bad example. We were raised wrong. All right. But as a whole, I do think Black Panther has been the best one in that universe so far.
It was fucking
That's not what you said
sick.
It,
a couple weeks ago.
I've... See, this is a...
A couple weeks ago you said, Good, not great.
Good, not great.
Not as good as the other ones.
But they're all good, not great.
That's not.
I've never seen one that's like, oh, yeah, Iron Man, maybe.
Logan, the first Avengers?
Logan was fucking tight as hell.
Logan not, doesn't count. Logan does was the best. Count? It's not the Marvel.
Doesn't count.
Because I say so.
Logan is the best Marvel movie ever made. But this is the Marvel Studios movies, the Avengers launch that we are discussing. See, you don't know what you're talking about here.
Disney doesn't own Logan, so it's...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
So that's why they can say, fuck.
He doesn't have ha 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 tattooed all over his chest.
Fuck, I forgot. You can I tell you that story quick? I know
it's about your terrible tattoo?
I'm still very upset about
that. How's that a terrible tattoo? You said it was cool.
It sucks.
You said it was cool.
You're such a jackass.
I'm sorry, I know you'd say it was cool. What, it's not cool?
I would not have given you shit about a Joker tattoo, but you picked the fucking Jared Leto one. You ass clown. That movie sucked. And don't get me wrong, I like Jared Leto as an actor.
You love
but that movie sucked so bad. He looked like fucking some shitty Trainspotting meets Twisted Metal character.
That was exactly what he was going for.
It looked like
he fucking
like,
nailed it.
He
nailed
looked him. Like he owned like 8 sex dungeons in the 90s in some like seedy area of Europe.
Okay. I liked the tattoo. Okay.
Clearly.
Okay. How many tattoos do you have?
I don't know. I don't keep count, dude.
You're such a dick. You know exactly how many.
No,
you have.
I don't. They're
yes,
all turning
you
into one
big
one. They're all literally all connecting. How do I count?
You've never just sat there.
How do I count a half sleeve? How do you count
one?
Them? No, but it's all one. Fine. They're 1, 2, 3, 4. Like I'm
who's
count
more,
my limbs.
Who's the more responsible one? The guy that really looks up the tattoo and likes it, or the guy that doesn't even know what he has?
You fucking went to Tony's tattoo. Well, you don't have to bleep that shit out. Fuck that place.
You were so mad at me.
Oh my god. Because you came to my tattoo shop once before, and then you bailed.
Did I bail?
You talked to Pee-wee about that tattoo, and then you got scared because he's a 1%er, and then you went to some shithole that goes by like...
He is a
one! They have mannequins in the fucking window.
Okay. Alright, I went there, and then Tim does the wrong thing as a friend. As a friend. He saw I got the tattoo done, and it's an amazing tattoo. Everybody likes it. So, I get the tattoo done, and I asked Tim if they have cream because this place didn't even sell it. It was... I picked the main place.
Yeah.
I needed the recovery cream. And then instead of just being like, in my head, this is my friend. He already got the tattoo. There's nothing I can do about this.
That's why I don't say it's
well,
a shitty tattoo.
My initial outrage was suppressed.
You think this is a shitty tattoo?
I mean, it's a Jared Leto Joker.
You could have done something so much. And I don't like Joker tattoos because they're so played out. But you could have done something so much better.
Don't talk to
if
me like
had,
my dad.
If you had
don't talk to me like
if you had
my dad.
Any fucking patience, you would have gotten something cooler. I'm just saying. But when I saw you that time when you came in, my initial... like I was not as outraged because like my initial outrage was suppressed because someone showed me it ahead of time. And I was just...
Wait, like, somebody like in a bad way?
Someone was like, Tim, you have to see this. And I looked at it and then we all burst out in laughter.
Who is it?
Don't worry.
No, I need to know that.
Name redacted.
No, who is it? Who is it? I need to know this.
I'm not even fucking with you trying to like hide there. I don't remember whose hand it was holding. It was at one of our softball games. So figure it out.
Whoever you are, I will fucking find out who it is. Okay, you two are allowed to say you don't like it. That's fine.
It sucks.
Well, no. Well, the other thing
sucked.
Is like,
shut up, Tim.
If someone like Tim had a bad tattoo, I'd feel
he does.
No, I have plenty. I'm lasering them all off. Well, which, by the way, laser is a great option in case you ever don't like any of your tattoos at any point.
Well, no. So like, one of the reasons I wouldn't want to get a tattoo because if it was a bad tattoo and it's my only tattoo. You know what I mean?
There
like
you go.
That's tough.
You have to
if you have a lot of tattoos and you just have like one shitty tattoo, I think that's fine.
Any person who gets a lot of tattoos is gonna have a bad one. I have bad ones, of course I do.
You have a yeah,
no, but like,
right there.
No, that's covered up.
Oh, you covered it up?
Yeah.
But like that could just be like fine. I have one bad tattoo among 20.
Yeah. I got a couple I have dumb ones. I have dumb ones that I like.
But I'm not gonna tell you that, because you only have like 3 tattoos.
I'm telling you this because you're my friend and I want you to get better.
It looks cool. It does.
To who?
To me. That's all that matters.
Are you going to get a tear on your face too?
I have sex all the time. I do. Obviously, they're well-liked tattoos.
Define sex.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
My aunt loves it.
Oh, you motherfuckers.
That's a
you
good family tree.
I guess that's where we're going to end this year because this is just... I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
All right. Well, you know...
My aunt loves it. You suck.
Spider-Man 3, worst Marvel movie.
None of the Toby's
the one where he gets like emo and cool.
Wait, how could you?
So, Because he gets all the emo look, but he's acting cool.
And he starts dancing?
Yeah, oh my god. Oh, I cannot.
Hey, that scene is great.
I fucking that hated
scene's
that
almost
scene.
A musical, right? It's almost
it's
a.
So, oh, yeah. It literally is. He doesn't he like walk into like a jazz club and start singing or something?
Yeah,
and
he dances.
Like, he sees Mary Jane and like he acts like. He starts flipping his fedora like some jackass.
Oh, I gotta go watch that movie.
Oh man, it is laughably bad.
There's a version of that scene without the music in it. Where, so it's just him walking down the street and.
Shut up. Shut up, that's awesome.
And the like, women walk by are like, oh god, what's wrong with him? Oh, asshole.
It's pretty great. It's so fucking bad.
But I think...
That might be one of the worst movies I've ever seen, period.
That might be.
It is fucking... I mean, like, the first one with Tobey Maguire is fine. But
that's
like,
fine. The second one's okay.
Yeah.
I like Willem Dafoe as Green Goblin.
Yeah, very underrated villain.
He's a very good villain, but the problem
he's
is...
He's just a nasty-looking motherfucker.
That's before James Franco started to, like, move his face when he acted. Harry was always like this.
I think that movie's the only time he's ever really tried to act. Every other movie is just James Franco.
Yeah, he's just high. And then he just kind of gets on with it. But yeah, I mean, you know.
What's your best one in the Marvel Universe?
I have to go with Avengers. This is the first one. Right. Because even though...
That is fucking good.
Yeah, it's good. It sets up... like, everything is set up for it. And then it's just... It's kind of like watching someone play with their action figures for 2 hours. It's like just big fight scenes. But like that's what I'm there for, so that's fine.
That's some movies you're not there for the artistic, you're just there to see the action. Like the newest King Kong movie, The Skull Island, it was dumb, but like if you just want to see
a shit movie,
if you want to see an action movie with a giant gorilla who crushes Samuel L. Jackson, then that's your fucking movie.
My problem with that movie is what are those things he's fighting? They're
not dinosaurs.
They're like tremor lizards.
Yeah, but with legs. I don't like it.
They're like big Italian wall lizards.
They couldn't just make them like iguanas or something?
I saw that movie in theaters with like a bunch of my friends.
Skull Island in theaters.
Yeah, because we just wanted to see that kind of movie. We're like, let's just go fucking see it. And one of our favorite things about that movie was that like it clearly wasn't rated R. So they got to like limit, you know, the foul language. But, so they must have been in production, be like, all right, we got room for one. We got room for one curse word. Let's put it in strategically. We can't just let Samuel L. Jackson say, fuck this gorilla. You know, we need it strategically placed. And boy, did they pick the best possible spot. It's that scene when they're like, towards the end when they're walking through the jungle with the fucking Steve Brule, because he's basically Steve Brule.
He's absolutely Steve Brule.
And they're walking through that jungle. And just out of nowhere, he goes, just keep an eye out. You hear all those things up in the trees, but you think it's nothing, but it's actually a bunch of fucking ants. And that's where they chose to use that. They spent that dollar right then and there.
It's amazing.
And it was the funniest fucking part. I don't know what was funnier, that or Samuel Jackson just getting swatted like a fly.
It's not a Marvel movie, but we're amazed. We talked more about King Kong. When they do it the right way, like that, where they pick a the word fuck is appreciated much more if you don't use it and then throw it out there.
Oh, it was so perfectly placed.
I love that. I laugh so... That's
why they had a bunch of Steve Brule things in the movie, if you didn't notice. Like, there's a bunch of little things that they peppered in there. His jacket literally says, for your health.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
it does.
It says, for your health. There's something else in there. They do, like, a bunch of little things in the movie that you see that, like, have nothing to do with King Kong. But they wanted to pepper it in just for the fuck of it. Like, you could tell whoever made that movie was just like, let's just fucking do whatever we want with this. And it literally says, for your health on there. And it was so goddamn good. They casted Steve Brule.
Yeah.
All right. I think I'm going to stop recording, right?
Yep.
All right. You want to give the sign off? You ready?
See you later, kiddo. See you later, kiddo, Tim.
See you later, kiddos.
Thank you for listening to 3 with Z. Please reach out to us by email. We're at 3withz@gmail.com. It's the number 3, the word with, Z-E-E. Christian has an idea for a future segment, but we can't do it without questions from the audience. So if you want to do that, please give it a try. Or just give us some feedback. We'll be happy to respond either on the air or just email you back. And a big thanks to Tim for joining us and being our first guest. We weren't sure how that would work, but I think we're all pretty happy with how it turned out. And we'll see you again next week.